commercial appeal of personal data. Welcome back. Today we will discuss the appeal of personal data for businesses. Traditionally, data was of interest to few other than scientists, statisticians, or mathematicians. Interestingly, personal data are actually bought by businesses. This, of course, raises questions about their commercial value. Why would any company be interested in knowing browsing history, our social media habits, or details about what we bought online? Here's a simple explanation. Because they are a valuable commodity to digital marketing professionals. Every single click of yours on a search engine helps them understand your habits, to anticipate your needs, and eventually to customize the promotional campaigns and produce targeted ads simply by analyzing your search history. Many of these companies, such as Google, Facebook, or Amazon, know us very well, sometimes without us being fully aware of it. Some internet companies can even restrict internet access to users who configured their browser to block out advertising and cookies. How do you feel about your personal data being sold?
I'm actually hearing this for the first time. I never imagined information I am giving out on administrative forms would be the object of some commercial transaction.
Does this, in your opinion, undermine human dignity?
As long as information is being used for a positive outcome, fine. But the problem is that we don't know its limits, and so I assume that yes, at times it can undermine human dignity.
What is the current worth of our data on Facebook? Just to give you an idea, according to the website scienceavenir.fr, its advertising revenues have been growing from $764 million in 2009 to $17 billion in 2015. Let us listen to an interview with Thierry Plante, media education specialist, on his 2001 research for Media Smarts entitled Young Canadians in a Wild World. This study throws light on how young people share their personal data through social networks. What are the dangers of the commercial exploitation of personal data for youngsters? Who benefits from it and how?
On the one hand, young people do understand that the information is public. They actively try to restrict access, but they have a limited understanding of its commercial aspect and the fact that their information is held on servers that are owned by platforms. Young people have a hard time understanding why companies are interested in their photos.
In our next segment, we will see that all companies necessarily seek to collect and exploit personal data because they do not always have access to the technology that can process such important volumes of data because of five major breaks commonly called the five V's.